Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me today, and if you are new to my podcast, welcome. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about choice, and I think so many people just don't have the awareness that they are creating their lives through the choices that they are making. And what I've noticed through doing this work for the last two decades is that when we start to acknowledge there's a power and potency that turns up in that. And for those of you that know me and know my podcasts, you know that everything is energy. And so what energy are you putting into, or what are you even aware of, or what is not in your awareness, which is part of why I do this show, is to plant the seeds of awareness through what I know and through the awarenesses that I get in the work that I do. And so one of the discoveries I've had in the last decade is that we are the creators of our lives. That some people seem to think that it's the universe or God or whatever, some outside source that's creating our lives, but we were given free will. And so there's so many of us that are not actually sitting in the driver's seat. Maybe to some degree we are, but we're not fully in the driver's seat. It's almost like we have one butt cheek on the seat and one hanging off the seat. Almost like I don't want to be totally responsible for creating my life, so I'm just going to leave it to fate and just see what happens. But the thing is, when you are half in the driver's seat and half not, you're kind of at the mercy of what others are creating around you. And so wouldn't you rather fully be in the driver's seat and completely creating your experience rather than being at the mercy of what others are creating, especially those that are creating drama? And I'm sure many of you who are listening today know that there are a lot of people out there who are creating drama. And I'm sure we can all relate that we have friends and family members and whatnot that are maybe even coworkers who are constantly in drama. Now, when someone's living in drama or always have drama around them, drama serves to take us out of our awareness. And so it keeps us in a state of reaction rather than creation. And so when we're not acknowledging or creating in our lives, a lot of times what happens is we get bored, so we create crap. And that's a lot of times where drama comes from as well. Then it makes like it makes us not as bored or whatever with our lives. So it's kind of like the analogy of, say, a toddler being bad and getting the attention in negative ways as opposed to the positive ways. And so it all comes down to choice. But the first step is, what is it that you even want to create in your life? What is it that you desire? And so what I'm noticing and observing just through everything that's going on in the world is a lot of people giving up their power, living in fear, not willing to see the whole picture, not willing to see the truth, but instead just doing what they are told because they're too busy to care or too busy to look into the truth, too busy to gather the information so that they can make informed choices. And so when we're making choices from fear or based on someone else's reality, that's what gets us into trouble. And then we end up in a reality, say like in Nazi Germany or in Venezuela right now, where we've lost our freedom and we say, how the heck did we get here? And so if you follow me on Facebook, I'm a little harder to find now. So if you're someone who follows me on Facebook, you'll know the type of posts that I post. And a lot of people don't like my posts. They don't like the tone of my posts because I speak the truth. And a lot of people don't want to believe that that's actually what's going on in this reality. And so they'd rather put their heads in the sand and just go along with the narrative. And that's okay, because again, it's all just a choice. There is no right and there is no wrong. However, those choices are going to create something in your life. And so with the awareness of what's going on in the world right now, I know that I came here to choose ease and joy in my life. Most people don't even know that's an option. And so they're just kind of reacting to everything that's kind of coming at them. And most people are barely keeping their heads above water because someone else has created their reality. They are working for the men, paying the bills, you know, feel like they're living paycheck to paycheck, thinking that this is the only way to create in their lives. And some people are doing okay. You know, I know people who are doing well. They have money put away. They've got a retirement plan. because they've been working the system. But what they don't realize is they've worked really hard and they've given a lot away through taxes and whatever. And that could be a whole other discussion. But really, there are many, many, many ways to make money. And so there are a lot of people who are in business for themselves. And there are some people who figured out how to be in business for themselves and get their money working for them rather than working for money. And so it's just very, very interesting when you become really aware of all the options and you kind of zoom out in life. And, you know, I've talked about the 3D versus the 5D reality, and it's almost like, I want to use the analogy of Bewitched, right? What's her name? I forget her name, but anyways, the witch, and she wiggles her nose and the dishes get done. And so it's not really like that. It's not like, you know, in the 5D, you can wiggle your nose and the dishes get done. However, have you ever noticed when you're just kind of feeling really bogged down and overwhelmed and it just feels almost impossible, or it's just like, oh man, I really worked hard today, and you come home exhausted? That's working in the 3D. So what if you could switch to the 5D? And so what I've noticed is when I'm feeling bogged down or just feeling overwhelmed, excuse me, or I'm just kind of feel like I'm struggling, I know I'm functioning in the 3D. And so then I say, what does this look like in the 5D? And it's just weird because my energy shifts and changes and everything just gets done with total ease and it feels totally effortless. And so I just watched a video that's kind of confirming what I know and what I'm aware of in the 3D versus 5D. And he says it's almost like we're in a simulation, but our bodies aren't, but our minds are. Okay, so something, I'm just planting some seeds here, food for thought. But what is it that you want to create in your life? And are you willing to acknowledge and step into the actual driver's seat? Are you actually willing to make choices in your life out of awareness rather than just reacting to life? And so if you sit down and you make a list and you get really clear about what your goals and your dreams and your aspirations are, and then you start making choices based on that, it can be a whole other ballgame. So I want to just invite you to asking the questions, where am I making choices from? Am I in the 3D? Or am I in the 5D? And do I actually want to get into the driver's seat of my life? And what is it that I want to create in my life? Do I like the direction that I'm going in, or do I want to change it? And if it is something that you want to change, then maybe start with writing in a journal all the things that you'd like to accomplish in your life, even if it seems impossible, even if you don't know how on earth you would ever make it happen. And just start dreaming. Just start putting it down on paper. And just see what starts to show up and acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can absolutely change it. And so how do you make those changes? The first thing starts with getting clear about what it is that you want in your life. And then from there, you know, do you want ease and joy? Do you want to work part-time for full-time pay? Do you want to find avenues to get the money that you have working for you, and rather than you working for your money? Because there are many ways to make money. Just recently, a friend of a friend was telling us that, you know, that he lent some money to a professional friend of his, and because he just didn't have it and he needed it. And doubled his money. So he lent out 20 grand and got 40 grand back a year later. Like, wow, that's an amazing rate of return. And he just seems to manifest it effortlessly. And so why not? Why can't you have that too? It's just that we don't know that it's possible, right? So open your eyes, be willing to look beyond the 3D into the 5D, and let's see what the options are. So I hope that this podcast maybe put out some food for thought. And, you know, I really, through my podcast, I really want to inspire people to know that there are other things possible. And when you know that there's someone else doing something that's totally possible, now it becomes possible for you. It's just like flying. At one time, no one believed that flight was possible, and the Wright brothers made it happen. And now it's just a regular occurrence in our daily life. And so I want to show you things that are possible too. And we have to step out of the 3D where all the limitation is and step into our magical selves in the 5D and start really acknowledging that it is all totally possible. So that's today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And just acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.